Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to History. I'm Kim on stage. She's
that chick angel.
That chick.
Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Just so you know, we are watching this on Monday at, I mean, we are recording this Monday at 5:12 Pacific Standard Time. So if anything crazy happens after this, the men's national championship game is about to start in about 45 minutes. We won't know what happens. We'll pick up anything else that happens after this on the bonus episode on Patreon later this week. Before we start, Philadelphia this weekend, very likely to sell out. I'd probably put it at 86% chance. Chesapeake on Sunday, I would put that at 100% chance. And Richmond, Virginia is selling well, but I would put that at about 7% chance of selling out because it's a very large church. They actually all are selling. They all actually have the same amount of tickets sold. The venues are just different sizes. Literally, they all have the same amount sold, but the venues are different sizes. Buffalo is a great American city for you asking how it's doing. Yeah, also, this hasn't happened yet, but Louisville, Kentucky will be removed. I'm sorry.
Cut it.
A TV show. It's not because it wasn't selling well. It wasn't selling well, but that's not why it's being canceled. I booked a TV show.
It's the second time from booking a TV show.
I'll be in Toronto for the week shooting, and I tried to get you can't get from Louisville to Toronto. You cannot leave Monday morning and get to Toronto. And also, you can't leave after the show. I asked, pleaded, and begged for them to move it. And they did not, and they could not. So they were like, are you going to come? And they were like, and I was like, yes.
So but yeah,
Louisville people,
Kentucky got no love this tour.
Sorry, Kentucky. And next year it will be the same. I'm sorry. There wasn't enough tickets to warrant, coming back. So I don't know where y'all be going when you live in Lexington or Louisville, but that's probably where you're gonna have to go. I'm sorry, Louisville. By the time this airs, your tickets will be refunded more than likely. I need to do that. Angel, what you got going on in your life?
Same old the stuff that is going on, I can't talk about. So shopmamalikes.com, MAMA likes, shopmamalikes.com.
There you go. All right. Let's kick this off. Apologize to what? Kansas City? Kansas City, I apologize. You guys showed up immensely, tremendously. God bless you. I will see you in St. Louis next time, though.
St. Louis, listen. For two, here's the thing. And back pew out of this world.
Yeah, St. Louis is in the running to be. St. Louis is undefeated with good energy shows. And Kansas City, actually, if I had to rank energy-wise, it was probably St. Louis, Chicago, Kansas City, and then Detroit. Mm-hmm. Detroit! But anyway, let's hop in. This was going viral. I'm not going to play the video because I don't want our YouTube to get messed up. But on my TikTok, and this was on Twitter this morning, it was on Twitter this morning going viral. It's from a TikTok, I should say. This, I mean, non-assuming white woman went to Houston for a swingers party. You know, who would miss that opportunity? Open holes everywhere. You poke, get poked, you lick, you stick, you know.
They say everything's bigger in Texas.
That's what they say. swinging and banging a different meaning when it's a swingers party. And so what was interesting to me and to everybody else, they had a food spread available for the participants. And what they chose was Mexican food to participate. They had fajitas and stuff. And people were like, yo. So a lot of people were surprised, number one, that they have food available at the swinger parties. And there's a setup. There's an It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode where Frank and Matt go to a swinger party and they also had food. And Frank is like, well, you don't want to bang on an empty stomach.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot go taco back in passing.
So people were like, "Around the plates, why Mexican food? You know that's gonna make your stomach hurt." So my question to you, Angel and Josh, and to the listening and viewing audience: what is the appropriate food setup for a sex party? Because you don't want to go heavy,
or right? Dirty.
You know, you don't want to go heavy, but you gotta get your nutrients. You gotta carb load. Because you might
be... Yeah, you got to carb load. You got to do pasta. You got to do fettuccine alfredo because there's going to be white sauce everywhere. So you might as well get the party started so you don't know what it's coming from. You don't know if it's coming from him. Belly
full of fettuccine, Angel?
There you go.
Fettuccine. You remember Michael Scott was carb loading on that fettuccine for the Michael Scott...
That is one of my favorite episodes when Andy's nipples bleed through the Band-Aid. It's everything to cure rabies, which had already been cured. Yeah.
Somebody said sushi. Now, come on. Now, sushi ain't finger food. Then you got residual sushi. Now you finger food and finger banging. Come on, man.
I don't understand why we're trying to set a standard. People are having sex with random people. Just random penis. Random
They're in the group. They're in the sex group.
I don't think so. Let me see how easy or difficult it is to find a swinger party.
Star Coochie party is hilarious.
Yeah, there's so many. Listen, the Vixen Club, the Club Joy, the Labyrinth. Yes.
The Labyrinth?
Yes. Whoa. Yes. And it's, listen, I just looked up, is there a dress code for swinger parties? Some parties may have specific rules such as lingerie-only attire or nudity encouraged, while others may prefer more casual or elegant dress. Because who doesn't get fancy when they're about to get smashed in their mouth and in their butt and in their cooch?
Wow. Pigs in a blanket is an undefeated dish no matter what the scenario. You can't have little pigs in the blanket when you have peas available. You can't have phallic-shaped objects.
Yes, you can. Some men might appreciate it. Be like, let's get her eyes like the kind of like when you balance out a scale, you zero it out. If you zero it out off of something small, then when you see him, he's going, wow, look at that massive cock. That's what...
I hate the way white people say that.
It's the worst. I hate hot and I hate cock. Those both.
Oh, hot. Wait a minute.
He's hot. Yuck.
I always think of Kevin from The Office when I hear someone just being described as hot.
That Hillary Swank episode. Okay, let me think what I would.
What would you serve?
I'm trying to think of what would be like. All right, first of all, the thought of just kind of like vibing before the holes start opening up, it's just like, yeah, everything go crazy. I would be like, I gotta go. I can't do this. I feel dirty. But I feel like hummus, crudité is probably a good place to start. A little crudité.
Open air?
Open air crudité. I mean, you can listen. The air going to be in there no matter what you're eating. But a little crudité, a little hummus light. You know what I'm saying? You can be like, hey, have you tried the hummus? Yeah. Now try this. Ho.
You want to hum on this?
Hum on this cock.
I know I said it first, but it's horrible hearing it.
Is it worse than shoom da doo doo?
They're all so terrible. Kebabs. Kebabs is the appropriate thing.
Kebab meats on sticks.
You know what, though? Pointy ends, though. That's recipe for injury.
You're right. Somebody's going to try to get kinky.
Listen, unless there's waivers and releases signed, which I don't know, because, you know, paper trail.
Pointy ends is good. You don't want pointy ends when there's that many holes open.
Well, you know what? I don't think people mind signing waivers. This woman made a full video, and those men showed their full faces at the end. They were like, yeah, I had to. I was like that. Your face is clearer than on your work ID badge. Like, you. Now I had to.
That was so interesting too, Angel. The sex party attendants, regular taxpaying American citizens. They just look like anybody you would be, like, it looked like seven people from the DMV waiting room. Just regular people in an Airbnb making everything wet.
And this, and that's how I don't understand how people do it. Like, it's already risky business to be like, all right, I'm going to have sex with folk that I don't really regularly communicate with. But then they look regular. You looking mid as hell. Like, what the, why would I want to go to Costco and just have sex with the people in there? Cause that's what it feels like.
I'm like a bunch of little league coaches, PTA meeting people. I mean, these people are, they're taxpaying Americans. These middle-class Americans. These are not porn star faces. These are not, these people did not look like they have altered their body. These people are in line with you at the gas station.
I wonder what the starting five occupation would be for these.
Big people that be having sex a lot.
Yeah.
I've never worked in one, but I've heard call centers have like high numbers of sex. Call centers in the military, people who work in close proximity, there's like a lot of sex in those things. But I guess call center is not an industry. That's like a work style.
Dang.
CNAs, CPAs.
I'm looking.
Software engineer.
Why would you say Amazon? Okay.
It says healthcare professionals like nurses, doctors, therapists, their open-mindedness and exposure to diverse lifestyles usually make them a little bit more open to it. Educators.
Your mind's not the only thing that's open.
The mouths and the butts holes are. Teachers and professors, business professionals, especially entrepreneurs and self-employed folks, because they're more flexible and there's independence. Tech and IT workers.
All right.
Tech and IT workers, possibly due to their comfort with online platforms where many swinging connections are made. And blue collar workers, mechanics, construction workers, swinging communities can be very inclusive and varied. So that is what, and it says many swingers.
Swing pipe.
You better get that joke out there. It says many swingers choose professions where they can maintain privacy or control their schedules. But it says the income level is not necessarily high, but they have some disposable income to help them travel to parties and memberships to clubs and sites.
They have memberships.
Yeah, they want to make sure that you're really committed to having sex with everyone. So I'm sure they make you pay. Did we ever tell y'all about the swingers that that gave Marcus a card at the gym?
About this.
Yeah, there was this couple. Babe, was the woman working out in heels and pearls? That was the porn people, not to work out together.
Wait, how many experiences has he had with?
No, well, you know, we in the valley, so a lot of porn stars live here. Yeah. So I couldn't remember which one.
The gym I used to work out at.
Oh, he saw Mr. Marcus at the gym. So there was this couple that used to always work out together, and they would, their workouts would look stupid.
No, yeah, he would be doing stupid shit like curling, and she would hold his arm.
She would hold his arm while he was curling.
He's like overly buff, and she's like sickly skinny.
She had big fake boobs. There was no big fake boobs in the video we just saw.
Yeah, like anything, she was never worked out. She would just be holding random parts.
She would just hold random parts of his body and not actually work out. Wow. Oh, you can't hear him though.
I can't hear him.
I'm just repeating what you say. As like, if they can
hear him. You keep saying
that. Yeah, they was like, and he was the dude, he was always mad cool. When it was a couple times she would come walk on a treadmill, she would like wave at me. I'm like, hey, you know, I throw my hand up, keep going. One time I was like, yeah, we're having a party. We'd love to have you come. I'm like, all right, yeah, cool. Look at this car. And I'm like, this is weird. And like, then, this
is called- hey, how did you know it was something?
I think what? I looked up the. No, I looked it up when they gave him the. We brought the card home. He said this random couple gave me this card, and when I went to the website on the card, I said these are swingers.
They've been bait my ass for months.
They were like, "We're gonna get some of that black cock at the party." I said no.
Mr. Marcus, somebody asked what he was wearing. He had jeans on at the gym. Which is, no, not normal.
Now, it did feel like one couple was trying to get me to swing with them. They had came to set to visit. They were there visiting somebody else. And typically, if people are being friendly with me in their couple, I make sure I align myself with the wife. Yeah. And so she was just like, oh, my God, it's just so great to meet you all. They weren't from out here. And she was, what is she? Somebody had asked for my number, right? And I said, yeah, I'll give you my number. She said, no, give it to my husband.
And I'm like, you're like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm. I said, why?
I was looking at you now.
yeah, because he had been grinning in my face all day. And I was like, what is this? So I keep trying to have conversation with her while he is steadily still trying to have conversation with me. And she was like, no, give your number to my husband. I was like, and that's the end of this.
How did you get out of it?
I don't remember. I know I didn't give him my number. I don't know. Or either I gave him my husband's number. I didn't give him my number. I was like, no.
I don't want to talk no more. Bye.
I don't want to be a part of whatever this is. But I don't know how people went straight to the food. I was so like, why is this happening? Why is this being shared? As if it is like I'm going to go meet up for a book club for the first time. It just felt so like, is this real? Is this real? And it felt like a porn setup too, in a way. She was like, then the guy came in pretending like he was the professional photographer. I was like, these men are so eager.
How dare they? So black. How dare they? Josh! Oh, they get bookings, but I can't.
Josh, what if you got booked and you thought it was a regular session? Then you went in there and it was a swingers thing.
I've never used a camera in my life. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh my God, you talking about Josh would probably cuss everybody out. This is not what I do this for.
this is not art.
They've been seeing your videos of the city and they're like, oh, he could capture this.
So they're like, all we need is 30. Chill out. Everybody relax. Everybody relax.
What's up, you guys? We're going to take a quick break to tell you about our first sponsors, Factor. Factor is a company that I depend on for my meals every single day. Listen, this is the time to really take your nutrition seriously and make this the best season about it, okay? With 2-minute meals from Factor. Eating well has never been this easy. Just heat up and enjoy, giving you time to do what you want. All right, get outside instead of prepping and cooking indoors. Factor meals arrive fresh and ready to eat, perfect for any active lifestyle. With 45 weekly menu options, you can pick gourmet meals that fit your goals. Choose from calorie smart, protein plus, keto, and more. Factor powers your day with satisfying breakfasts, on-the-go lunches, premium dinners, and guilt-free snacks and desserts. It's easy to savor more this spring. Factor meals pack in flavor with none of the fuss. Listen, I truly use Factor every single day. It makes my life so much easier because I have so many things that I'm doing. So to have the whole guesswork for eating taken off of my plate, pun intended, is everything. Get started at factorsmeals.com/SK50 off and use code SK50 off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That's code SK50OFF at factorsmeals.com. SK50OFF for 50% off plus free shipping. Back to the show.
Switching up conversation real quick. The Women's National Championship was yesterday night. Angel, what are your thoughts?
Wow. The women played. You hear me? They got in there and they killed it. I was like, come on, ladies. All the listen, who run the world? Girls. Yeah, that's what I said. I was like so surprised at the two teams that played and at how amazingly they did that. Like when the UConn women came out in front, I said, wow. I didn't know that's what it was going to be. And I really was like, come on, South Carolina, come on and raise up. And they couldn't. They couldn't take their shirt off and whip it around their head. They had to take that L and whip it around their head.
That's a lot, too. You know, three times in 4 years, that's a testimony in itself.
Right. So the fact they made it to the finals. Now, whether you know, they weren't able to take home the trophy, but when they left, they were all still women. And that is a win.
They can't take that from them, Angel.
Man. You can't, because you know the government will try. The government will try to take away that were women, but that didn't. They didn't lose that.
They didn't. I watched that game. Obviously, I'm rooting for South Carolina. I love South Carolina, but Paige Beckers is
Paige. So happy Paige for
is a fan favorite. Black people love her. She. Her family adopted some black kids, if I'm not mistaken. She got like a black brother. She listened to Marvin Sapp before the games. She is a really complete all-around guard.
Like, she guards so well. The way she guarded the other people on the other team, the way she guarded for her teammates so they could play well, is the way you want a basketball player, male or female. I'm happy for it.
I think her stepmom is black.
Black.
I ordered some protein shakes and I never got them, so they're probably spoiled. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Since 2:30.
Put them on some ice, man.
Let me tell you what, Angel. South Carolina, they've been trying, you know, they've been winning with like a win by committee style. They had a new leading scorer, different leading scorer every game. But Paige, Beckers, AZ Fudd, and Sarah Strong all scored over 100 points this tournament. That has never happened before. And if it has, it doesn't happen often. Let me tell you what.
That's Angel, what this Don Staley is South Carolina.
Don
Staley. Yeah.
Don.
That's what I think.
They had no answer for AZ Fudd. Let me tell you, Angel, you need to remember the name. Sarah Strong. Okay.
I already know it. I got it.
You put that girl's name in your head, because the way that girl, as a true freshman, she was in high school last year. She had like 100 blocks and 75 steals. She shoots. She defends. She shoots the three. They are lucky. The best thing that's happened in women's college basketball is you can't join the WNBA until you are either 22 or you've completed all 4 years of eligibility. So UConn go have that.
They don't do that for the NBA. So why they do that to the W?
I don't know why. I don't know. But I think soon you have some of these girls that are going to be able to challenge that rule the way Moses Malone was the first one. I don't know who, but some of these girls are looking league ready earlier and earlier. Luckily, it's really good for college basketball because it helps create these rivalries. You know the players. They
by the time they get to the league.
Yeah. So, Sarah Strong's mom played in the NBA. Her name is Allison Feaster. She works for the Celtics as well. I think she's the head of player development, if I'm not mistaken. But three great players were too much, Angel. Them niggas wasn't missing nothing. And Paige was included in them niggas' part. My bad.
Don was upset.
She in there.
I was upset. I got hilarious.
Who was upset? I mentioned with her. What y'all say so I can also agree.
Don was upset. Yes.
Don, yes, I would be upset too. Don is that woman, okay? She's that za. And when she won last year, it would have been great to see it again this year. You said Don Staley, the coach?
No, you said she's that za?
Yeah, that fire, that za.
Oh, like weed smoking. Got it.
Is that what that means?
I thought that's what za mean.
Zaza.
Don't, Angel. Don't do it uptown, downtown. But I got to come to you. I don't know if you know this. Don was yelling on the bench. And I instantly identified that as a coming meme. And I tweeted and I threaded that we're going to get, I'm sorry, Don. I love you, but we're going to get a lot of miles out of this. Referring to the memeable moment where you take the context of the scenario out of the video and apply your own feeling to it. I thought that was clear. That was not clear. When I tell you, I woke up to, especially on Threads, and first of all, Threads might as well be Twitter now. It used to be La La Land, Balloon Candy.
It's a cesspool now.
Over there. I put one thread 2 weeks ago. I was getting ready. I was warming up.
They lit my behind up down to the threads. And I don't even check my threads. I saw people was like tweeting me like, nigga, they killing you on threads. I said, for what? And I don't use threads like directly. My threads are usually just copy and pasting my tweets, but mostly it's just my videos automatically going there when I'm trying to use it more. When I tell you, I thought it was clear I was talking about, and the thing is, she was getting memed immediately, unrelated to the basketball game. I got threads like, if you don't support black women, then just say that. That's why you're unfunny now. That's why people say that about you. I thought you supported black women. I used to think you were so handsome, now you're ugly. I was like, don't bring that into it. Also, I made that last one up. But I just deleted it because I thought it was clear I was talking about the meme. They were like, I saw some people were like, black women's emotions are policed and you're capitalizing off that. And I said, man, I'm just talking about, you know how Tyrese said, congratulations. And like, we memed that and Vince Carter was like, eh. Michael Jordan was crying. They lit my behind.
Because it was too soon. This is where it caught you. You move so damn fast, Kevin. And now and it got on your ass. Slow down, be a little slower like me, okay? wait till it's a little bit irrelevant. Then you say the things.
I thought it was clear, but it was not. I said, you know what? Let me just go ahead and delete it. It ain't that important to me to be that funny. I'm loyal to the joke. And it's also interesting, Angel, right? Like, you getting obliterated and dragged on an app you don't use, you have no idea. My life was not impacted at all. Like, I don't beat threads, and so I didn't know
This is the beauty of not being on social media while working on it. The fact that I put that one little thread and there was 130 some odd comments on here, and I didn't know anybody saw it.
I think that's because you don't be on threads, and it was probably like, I know I saw that, and I don't even use threads that much. And I said, oh, Angel's on here. It's like seeing a person you know come into a place that you've been. Like, it's like seeing your friend at a new school. You're like, oh, snap. Or a party. Not a swingers party, just like a regular.
Swingers.
They they should know you're not going to be on there. You don't have it in you to be talking about things.
I don't. But see, the Instagram keeps serving it up in between every couple of video. And I'd be like, what is that? And I said, oh, yeah. And it kicks me over the threads. And I said, oh, these people is just over here talking. They're typing out words.
And Instagram gave me bonus to be over there. That's why I started using it. Instagram said, hey, Kev, come over here and be threads. And they're going to yell at you about your Don Staley thing. And I thought it was obvious. I'm a South Carolina fan, and I've loved Don Staley since she was on the Charlotte Sting. But also on threads, a lot of people that were yelling at me didn't even follow me. So they just was obliterating me. They had no reference, and they were defending Dawn. So, you know, shout out to them. I love Dawn. I think she's a great coach. But listen, they had no answer for them girls yesterday.
It happens sometimes. Maybe next year she's got a good team. Too.
All right, moving on. And I saw this about 1 hour before we started working. Stephen A. Smith tweeted, and I quote, "Time to stop messing around. Life is great, especially at ESPN/Disney. Hate the thought of being a politician, but sick of this mess. So I'm officially leaving all doors open." That led to an article that said Stephen A. Smith is open to running for president.
Where is Marvin Sapp at to tell the ushers to close those damn doors that he's opening, that Stephen is leaving open? Marvin, Pastor Sapps, tell the ushers to close the door. All of them.
He has been dropping these hints for the last year and a half. He's been slowly appearing on more Fox News, talking head shows. Slowly, and listen, let me tell you what I won't do now, Angel. I didn't take Trump seriously the first time. I thought, as a country, clearly we know the difference between legit politicians and, you know, people who just talk. Clearly, we don't know anything. I ain't gonna be surprised about nothing ever again. I would not be surprised if that man talked his way to the front of either ticket.
I think you're forgetting he is a black man. Now, I don't also don't understand why you jump to the highest office. Because how about running for senator?
Alderman Stephen, because
even senator is at the top of the legislative branch, but the highest singular office, that's where you want to go so we can ignore your ass? That's just dumb.
We're not going to ignore him. We're going to be covering it like we covered Trump. Until he's ready. Angel, the people asking for you to do his
declaration. I gotta remember his voice. Hold on. I know. I thought. I said, oh, God, I gotta do Stephen A. Smith.
Hold on. I'll play Jarellington's video for you. Or you need his actual voice or your impression of his voice?
Anyone. I just need to hear the voice of Stephen A. Smith to get it in my head.
There is a Stephen Smith.
We need to play this on here.
Smith. You thought this was Stephen A. Smith?
Yes, I did.
This whole time?
Until a couple of seconds ago.
Oh, you know it was Stephen A. Smith.
It would have been different. I'm sorry. I fucked your
America. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies and ever waves of grain. My name is Stephen A. Smith, and I am running on the Green Party ticket, the Brown Party ticket, to be your next American president. You know, when I think about a good vice president, I think of Antoine Fuqua, the amazing director that he is. And when black people get behind me, the 13%, and this country, when LeBron and Bronny and Savannah and all the other people of the nation get behind me, we will have a chance to take back the country. Make America loud again, like me, Stephen A. Smith.
Well, listen, I ain't want to say I was going to do this, but I might as well throw my hat in the ring right now. Listen, my grandmother always said, if you're going to run, you better run fast. And Shannon Sharp, I'm going to be running for president. You understand me? JFK, RFK, KFC, Shannon in five. Green Party, Republican Party, Democratic Party, Shannon in
five. We're having a party is what we're doing. A party to celebrate democracy, liberty. I don't know why anybody would vote for Stephen A. Smith.
Because why not? We're obviously not being for real anyway. We're not
We're not being for real, but we are being racist. That is one thing America is very true to.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, why?
Stephen and Shannon should run together, Angel. The Unk Party.
Yeah, listen, I would unplug the internet. That's what I would do. Unplug it. Like, what? I get it. He's trying to be proactive. Run for a state level office. No, run for a councilman. Be a city councilman. And then I'll take you seriously.
Angel, there's no TV airtime in being a city councilman. Really want to serve his city.
He can still do his show.
I would love to see Stephen A. as a judge.
You're guilty. When I saw how you walked in here with your pants sagged, with your attitude, I didn't need to see any of the evidence. You're guilty. When I look at you,
why did you do this so well? I don't, Angel, I could listen to you do this every single weekend. It would be funny to me every time. When I saw that, I said, we get to hear some Angel do with Stephen A. Smith. As soon as I saw it.
He has the most obnoxious voice that I don't even get a chance to see that he has talent, like, or any that he's good. He was so stupid. Lakeith Marshall. Y'all, we are taking a quick break because I got to tell y'all some mess. I recently got an alert on my phone that this subscription I had to this like survey like website just hit my account, and it was $129. It was a subscription that I had forgotten about. Ooh! And if I had Rocket Money set up to my account, to my bank account that subscription came out of, do you understand that I would have known before that happened and I could have gotten it canceled? That's my fault because I know about Rocket Money, but now I'm going to tell you all so y'all don't make a mistake like me. Okay, the start of a new year is the perfect time to get organized, set goals, prioritize what matters. For me, top priority is my financial wellness, which feels more important than ever. Thanks to Rocket Money, my goals feel achievable. They show me all the subscriptions right in one place, okay? And help me easily cancel ones I forgot about, like I just said. And the ones that I've been paying for that I, you know what I'm saying? I don't need that. Rocket Money also pulls together all of my spending across all of my different accounts so that I can clearly track my spending habits so I can see where I can cut back, which is also super duper important. So Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I was actually just telling my homegirl about this because she was like, I think I need like someone to help me with my finances. And I was like, baby girl, you need to use Rocket Money. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and saves a total of 500 million and cancel subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Listen, they didn't save me a lot more than that. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/SK today. That's rocketmoney.com/SK. rocketmoney.com/SK. Back to the show.
Speaking of politicians, the mayor of Chicago came to my show.
I heard
Saturday. Angel, let me paint the picture for you, right?
Wait a minute. The current or Lori Lightfoot?
Current. Brandon Johnson. Lori Lightfoot would have came. I would have still made the video. It just probably would have had a different. So let me set the stage for you, Angel, and listening audience. We had a doozy of a day. I had to shoot a brand deal with Lincoln that day. So we flew in really early. And I'll tell you about the Chicago part. Went to Bernie's Mac's house. We shot some stuff, all blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So we have to shoot a little segment of the brand deal right before the show. They got a Lincoln Navigator parked outside of the church. So mm-hmm. we shoot the little spot. Melissa and the boys come because they're part of the brand deal. Shout out to them. They came to the show. Josh, if you have that clip from last night, they gave you the good sound of Melissa, send that over. I don't know if they sent you this stuff. All right. So we finished the brand deal thing. So I'm getting ready to go in the church, and Greg like was like, hey, Kev, okay, the mayor is on his way to come see you. And I was like, what? He's like, the mayor is coming to the show. And I was like, the mayor, what city? He was like, Chicago. And I was like, Greg, what are you talking about, man? Like, because you know Chicago has a lot of suburbs. So I'm thinking like it's the mayor of Joliet or Schaumburg or whatever, some surrounding city. I'm like, oh, cool, like, dope. He's like, no, Kev, the mayor of Chicago. I'm like, bro, the mayor is not coming. And he's like, Kev, I'm telling you. He's like, look, and he points over to three men, one of whom is the mayor's political director, and the two that I noticed first are men with IFBs in their ear and the little cord down, right? Mm-hmm. That's unusual at a Kev on Stage show. Some churches have had the cord down, but it's not often.
Yeah.
And the way they were standing, you know, you can tell when somebody has that bulky chest that they ain't just been doing push-ups. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, is that his? And he was like, yes, man, that's his political. I mean, that's his security team, his political director. So then the political director comes up to me and he introduces himself, Christian. And he's like, yo, I'm Mayor Johnson's political director. He's on his way to the show, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what are you, what? 3, maybe 5 minutes after that, Angel, 3 SUVs zoom in, just super.
What?
4 more people surround him. He daps me up. Yo, Brandon Johnson, I'm the mayor of Chicago, big fan of your work. You know, I'm churchy. Blase, blase. You can see that part on the video, what he said to me. But what he said off camera was like, I've had 2 days off this year. And I chose one of them to come to this show. And I said, what? And here's the thing, Angel. Sat on the front row.
Absolutely.
Beginning to end. Watched the entire show, stayed out, pictures with us, dapped us up, made videos, all that type of stuff. I was like, what is happening? Lissa was so proud. She was like, Kev, this is like, you should be super proud. Chicago is the 3rd largest city in America.
Dang.
Yeah.
My favorite city in America. I don't hide that at all. I love Chicago. And I was just like,
was Tony jealous that the mayor came to your show and not his? He better not have been, because you ride for his city.
Tony's only been jealous of me 2 times. One, when I met Anita Baker, whom I grew up on. And the other time, I met De La Soul in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, it would have been.
And I sent him the picture, and he was like, you don't even deserve De La Soul, Kev. You ain't listened to the album. And I was like, I listened to the songs, though.
But Tony was staying at a different hotel across the street.
And that's because Tony don't want to stay. And that's what I told him. If you would have stayed at the Four Seasons like me, you would have been walking in at the same time I'm walking in. But you want to stay at the Red Roof Inn. Well, De La Soul ain't staying at the Red Roof. Okay? That's your business. But don't get mad when you miss out on De La Soul because they're at the Red Roof.
Well, Kevin, you made the churchy kids popular. So you're kind of like a...
And I like think a, that's what it was.
You're the cool kid.
He connected you're the cool with... Kid. He connected with the churchy aspect of me and the show. I don't know if that's the case for every mayor, but there's a lesson there, guys. You be true to who you are, and the people who connect with you will connect with you.
Connect with you, you know, yeah.
I've had so much more success the last year and a half when I've just decided that I'm just leaning in all the way into who I am. We talked about this before, like, I was trying to be this kind of comic and that kind of comic. But over the last year and a half, I've just been like, I'm just going to be me to the most of the most. And everything has been happening faster because of that. Yeah. They gave me a tambourine. One of the segments we did on the TBS show, they gave me a tambourine. They was like, yeah, you could play that. And then you could run around and shout because there's churchy producers on there. And I should be like, it's so much easier to do because I just get to be my full self everywhere I go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... That's what you're trying to do in life, and you're doing it. You're doing it. You're being your authentic self and being paid handsomely for it and being rewarded in other ways.
God. Yeah, and I posted that video everywhere, and I forgot he was a mayor, and some of the people were very upset with his mayorness, and I said, oh, you know what? I'm not going to look at those comments no more.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
It was like, you're a political prop, Kev. I was like, just okay, bye, y'all. And also, before we leave Chicago, right? So I went to Bernie Mac's house, his dedicated street, which is off 69th.
Okay, you did say Bernie Mac. I thought I heard you wrong. I thought you said Bernie. I was like, he said Bernice. I don't know who Bernice Mac is, but okay. It is Bernie. Okay.
It's a Bernie Mac street. Sister. Yeah, as part of the, it's part of the brand deal. And within 5 minutes of posting the story, obviously when I post the story, I was already gone. Pretty much five people who I know from Chicago had DM'd me and was like, Kev, get off 69th Street. Somebody text Cletus and he texted me and they were like, tell Kev to get off 69th Street. And it wasn't really nothing really happening over there. What's up, Josh?
Mind you, Angel, he was probably with a roughly 10-person crew.
Yeah.
Ari camera, tripod, boom mic.
So that's what I'm saying. It wasn't no problem, really, until the gear people got out. When I was by myself, with just me and Greg standing there, people driving by, nothing, birds chirping, walking. Once the gear came out, there was a couple people who slowed down and was like, it was very like, what's going on over here? Which happens anytime you have gear out in places that there's not usually gear out. So this Chicago activist made a video that was like, Kev, you know, this video was funny. And, I get it. But this rhetoric is dangerous. And often it comes from people in Chicago. Because obviously, I'm not a street dude and I'm not from Chicago. I just am out there, right? So she was like, would you be interested in making a video to dispel some of these rumors? And I was like, hell yeah. So hopefully next time I go to Chicago, we can work together. Because she was like, there's a beautiful coffee shop over here. And my kids had a graduation over there. And
is she rich like you are?
No, she just lives in the neighborhood.
So that does make it a little bit of a different experience regardless. Even if the neighborhood is beautiful and for the most part, there is nothing going on where people should continue to say this is not a safe space. Just like the mayor, I'm sure, doesn't have a lot of people that actually want to take him out. Because of who he is, he has to travel with security.
Yeah.
Being that you are who you are, if there are certain places where people might feel like there's a spidey sense that they might like know you or know the type of like wealth. And I'm not meaning that in a like a sarcastic way, mm-hmm. but the fact that you do have some money, it makes you a little bit more of a target, even if the neighborhood ain't really like the way people are trying to make it out to be. Does that make sense? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I don't, somebody said when you're out there and looking flashy, it's situational awareness. I don't be out there looking flashy. I be out there dressed regular. But I feel you. I feel you. But I'm going to talk to her and see what her idea is.
You carry expensive purses.
Not when I'm out in Chicago. That bag don't be outside. I don't never have my bag out when it's like that. I have my wallet and my phone. I ain't crazy. Now listen, when I be in Atlanta, them YNs roll around them scooters. I don't be having no Louis Vuitton bag on. Brother, sister.
The man in Boston that pulled out a wad of money to pay for a miner's beer.
Red Sox game.
It does. Don't think there were hoodlums? You didn't see all those white thugs?
That could have been a sting operation. Kev was 2 minutes away from a different life path.
Right. Talking about we had a Red Sox game. The thugs were in there. I saw the chain.
Fine. We're here for a brand deal, guys. It's fine.
I saw the Fletchers. I saw all of them ready to take your money. But yeah,
all right,
I think you're right, though. You should definitely talk to her. But I do think you being who you are is still not a good gauge of, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm just not listening to you. That's really what it boils down to.
Oh, that's fine. I'm going to take an insurance policy out of my life.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. We're going to dispel these rumors together. Chicago.
Y'all should dispel the rumors. Y'all should do that, but maybe not with you.
Yes, with me. With me, Kevin. I'm going to go to that coffee shop and I'm going to get me a cup of coffee.
And I'm, if somebody ran up on you, you're going to be mad.
And if I get ran up on, then I get ran up on.
I have to still work here, Kevin. So, no.
They're going to run up on me and be like, his name is Kev on stage. He loves Chicago. He loves black love. You really sang that song for a calendar year.
We were just talking about this.
It was so fun. All right, but no, you'll probably be fine. You'll probably be fine. People
will be fine. I'm a child of God.
You'd be scary, Spice.
I want to talk about this.
As your security. Hell no, y'all ain't putting my husband in danger. That's Kevin's ass.
Dang, I slipped up. Oh, okay. So somebody put this in Patreon. The blacks doing everything on April 5th except for participating in those protests. When I tell you, I didn't know protest was happening.
It was happening in Chicago, Kev.
This is the hands-off protest, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I was hearing whispers of this, but I didn't know what the date was. And I didn't hear no black people saying they were attending this. Was it a nationwide thing?
Yeah, it was in a few big cities.
What's the hands-off part?
Social security. To Elon Musk.
Oh, hands off the Social Security.
I didn't see even the activists, I didn't see a black person saying they was going to this at all. I saw it on CNN and I didn't see no black people at the on the segment either. Okay, Chicago, DC, Boston, Denver, hands off my rights. That didn't come across my desk.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, what else are we? Huh?
Did you protest?
Of course I did. So let's see here. April the 5th. What was that? A Saturday?
Saturday.
Oh no, I was with my sorrows at our Founders Day luncheon. Listen, being very black. Thank you. I mean, we celebrate like our Founders Day is all the way in January, but the world caught on fire.
I was going to say, I feel like normally it's a bigger thing on the timeline.
Yeah, what happened was California caught on fire. So we had to reschedule. Because we'd already spent the money. So then we did it on Saturday. So, yeah, I participated in the protest just by sheerly being a member of Delta.
Angel, random. This is going to derail slightly. Why are all the regional conventions during the last 2 months?
There was the AKAs were in St. Louis this week. When we were in Jackson,
the Alphas were in Little Rock.
Alphas were there three times. What's happening, Angel?
This is just so all the regions. For regional conventions, most of these organizations have about 7 regions around about. So to get through the year, because they want to have all the conventions over with by like early August. So they started in the spring and they got to do all the regions. Because the national president is supposed to be at each of the regional conventions. So they got to travel to everything. Wow. You know, and there's other people who travel to all of them. So they kind of spread them out. So I guess it's the Alphas and the AKAs regional year. It's the Deltas national year. So we're going to descend upon Washington, D.C. in July.
Oh, national doesn't happen every year?
Yeah, it's conferences, regional conferences every other year and national conventions on the years that the regional conferences aren't taking place.
What y'all so basically, doing? Is this secret?
No, we're coming up with our like we're discussing what the organization's social action plan is, because that's the root of the organization, is trying to use our influence to make laws that benefit Black women in this country. So we're kind of like, we're sharing and discussing this different initiatives inside of like sessions, as well as having sessions on how to run our local chapters like better to implement more, because there's stuff we do on a national level and there's stuff we do locally. So they're trying to help us, you know, how things trickle down. If you're doing this on a local level,
like a mid-year review.
Kind of, sort of. So that's, it's a lot. Yes, somebody said it's a lot of strategizing so that we're not just strolling and doing step shows. So what are we doing?
A lot of sense, because when we were in Little Rock, there was, I believe it was Little Rock, the Alphas were there. And we were in an elevator full of them, and they were telling us that they're focusing on, like, they were doing homeless. They were this year they were focusing on
I think feeding homeless, or
feeding the homeless, and I can't think of the word I'm thinking of. I don't want to, not activation, but like we're gonna go and do this during the day.
Activism.
Either way, I don't know. It wasn't activism. It's like
it's gonna come to you one day.
I remember what he said. I just didn't remember the beginning of it.
Yeah, but basically, his point was this year they were focusing on outreach. Thank you, outreach. Tanisha. Outreach.
Oh, I heard you say activation, so I was thinking of things that mean like initiate, to start.
No, yeah, I was like, oh, man.
Sorry, I was no help. So actually, a lot of these organizations do regionals every year. Delta don't. Delta charge so much money for everything. You got to give me a goddamn break. I'm so glad we don't have Here's the Thing tomorrow, because I have to be on my computer ready 15 minutes before it opens, just so I can make sure I get to register for nationals, because it will sell out. It's very... Man.
Wait, sell out?
Yeah, because there's only, you know, there's a lot of us. There's like 350,000 of us. You can't take 350,000 people nowhere, and neither will 350,000 people try to show up somewhere. But... certain hotels will sell out, registration will sell out. So you kind of gotta, if you actually want to attend, you gotta be one of the first to get. It's worse than Beyonce, because you're dealing with old women. You're dealing with old women too. Okay.
Maybe disposable income. Them Deltas, I seen a Delta with custom Nikes. She had the Delta Sigma Theta logo built into some Nike Air Max 96s. You use Nike ID to make Delta? She said, no, I got these custom. I sent them to a custom shoemaker. They look like Delta collabed with Nike. They were fire.
Yeah. 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 They have the money. They have the money, while us young ones are just scraping away. When I first became a Delta, I couldn't afford nothing. I just showed up to Vegas. That was where our convention was. I didn't pay for nothing. I showed up. It was me and my line sisters. It was like 8 of us in one room. Only 2 of us were registered, and I wasn't one of them. I was like, listen, I'm here. I can't afford none of this. Oh, I'm broke. But them old ladies, baby, they got the money to do all the things. I'll be like, one day I'm going to be like y'all.
When we were in Dubai, coming out of we were in Abu Dhabi, coming out of a museum. There was 4 Deltas all with their letters and rhinestones. Mm-hmm. K-Kev, how you doing? Yeah, we just decided to come out to Abu Dhabi, went to go to the museum. We're big fans of you. Visor, it like Angel and 3 other people in 14 years.
I can't wait.
They were staying at the nicest hotel. Money was not an object to them, because Abu Dhabi, them hotels is not cheap. And they was in there in the Atlantis hotel too. Hey, Kev, Delta. I said, all right now.
And they don't care. Everything costs a lot for us. They are like, well, get your paper up, really is what it is. Get your paper up, you brokey. Get it up. We're not about to bring down the price. It's terrible. But yeah, I'm sorry. But that was the we did definitely trail off, Josh. You knew it was going to happen.
Sorry, no, but it literally... Because it happened in where were we at? Kansas City? There's just stuff going on, and a lot of it happened in
St. Louis. The AKs were in St. Louis when we were there.
The AKs
they should have came to your show. They should have all. They should have put it a part of their planning. They should have.
They should have.
They could have speed-weeded all through the show and had a blast.
Okay, moving on. Trump extended the TikTok light bill and extended the 75 days. TikTok is paycheck to paycheck right now.
Yes, it is.
It's very annoying.
They're net 90.
They're
stretching
funnier than paycheck to paycheck. They're absolutely net 90. The thing that I dislike, first of all, I had my best month on TikTok. After I've decided to yap and yap only, I stopped getting strikes on my TikTok account. My videos go more viral. I had my best monetary month. I kept getting kicked out of the creator program, or my videos would get demonetized when I was doing all the other stuff.
When you shoot specifically in TikTok?
No, I still don't do that. I don't want to mess up. I need to do my I'm not Jamila and Mecca. I can't do it. They got a certain skill set. I need to be able to edit mine or watch it back. And I be messing up. And when I mess up, it's a whole thing to start it over in TikTok. But
yeah, it is.
I wouldn't have been surprised if it got canceled. I wouldn't be surprised if it gets canceled. Mm. I just hope it don't get canceled because I love me some talk. And they can go 75 days by 75 days for all Trump's term. Just don't cut the light bill off.
Let me tell you, and I was mad until I found out that it got extended. What I've done is I've saved posts. TikTok is where I like to go to be influenced. Okay. To be influenced to buy stuff. I literally will go over there and be like, because that's all they freaking show me is to buy. So I'll be like, all right.
Well, now.
Yes. So I'll be like, well,
Creator earns commission.
Everything is so cheap. Everything. They're like, get this whole house for $5. And I'm like, I want the house. Let me buy it. So what I've been doing for the past 2 weeks is saving the videos that have products in it that I'm like, ooh, I feel influenced. I think I'm going to buy this. And I planned on buying everything before before it went away, but then I forgot about it. So I'm going to have to get on there, buy the stuff because it's so inexpensive. I think I got 15 things saved over there. It probably comes up to maybe $50 because everything's so cheap.
Not that much on TikTok.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I be like, they got this water bottle that tell you how much you drink via an app. I want it. So that when I do this, it'll show I drink another like 2 ounces.
It goes ding.
And it goes in your phone?
Yes. So the top of the thing, so it's not actually a straw. It's you have to cock it back. It has a top on it. And the top talks to the app. And the app tells you, you are dehydrated, basically. You've drank only like a cup of water. And I want that.
Maybe warning.
I want it. I do. I want it so bad. I am so excited to take this break to tell you about this last sponsor because we use them so often here in the Tanksley household, and that is ZocDoc. Okay, so when's the last time you needed to go to the doctor but you pushed it off because you made all these types of excuses like, oh, it'll heal on its own, or I'm too busy, or I don't even know which doctor to go to. Now, I feel like we've all been there, so I'm not judging you because finding and booking an appointment for a doctor can be so daunting. However, with ZocDoc, that is no longer the case. There's no reason to delay. They make it easy to find and book a doctor who's right for you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly quality and qualified in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental to dental, to primary care or urgent care or more. You can filter for doctors that take your insurance, are located nearby, and are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. Once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings. That's probably my favorite part, because when can I book with you? That's what I need to know. And you can find that out on ZocDoc. You can choose a time slot that works for you and click to instantly book a visit. Appointments made through ZocDoc can happen as fast as typically within 24 to 72 hours, and that is accurate of booking. You can also score same-day appointments. We love ZocDoc in this household. We have actually used it multiple times, and a lot of the doctors that we actually use now are because of ZocDoc. Stop putting off these doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/SK to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/SK. ZocDoc.com/SK.
Speaking about TikTok, man, this white girl, Sydney Jo, created this series called Group Chat. She plays all the characters. Angel, watch it after this. She plays all the characters. When I tell you I was in them white people's imaginary business over the weekend, this girl had my For You page going crazy. It was like a soap opera. And she ain't even like dressing that different, but she acts different. I was watching like, ooh, girl, well, now what done happened with Justin and Selena?
Does it all connect? Does it all connect?
Yeah, Selena is his girlfriend. I mean, Haley. Justin and Haley, not Selena. Justin and Haley are the characters. It didn't even dawn on me that she was doing Justin Bieber and Haley. Because the other characters are like Jessica, whatever. And it didn't dawn on me that Justin Bieber and Haley. But Selena's not a character that I know. But it does all connect, Angel, to answer your question. It absolutely all connects. And it be reminding me of how stuff, I mean, obviously I'm not in the group chat with all women, but the conversations be in the group chat. And Mel Mitchell made a character. She was the waitress. She added herself to the universe. I made a video about it, just giving my thoughts. That video had 3 million views. Somebody told me I'm too big to make a video about it. And I said, we all watching TikTok. I ain't steal the girl's idea. I want to know why Haley invited Justin to the girl's dinner. This is what it is, Angel. They're supposed to be having a girl's catch-up dinner, right? Haley invited her boyfriend. She said he had he's been having a hard time at work. So he asked, you know, he needed to come with her. So the girls were like, nah, man, this is for us. You know what I'm saying? Like, hang out with him tomorrow. We're not gonna be able to feel comfortable talking. And one of the girls was like, well, I called the restaurant and they can't change the reservation. So Haley was like, actually, I called the restaurant already and they said it was cool. I added him. And they're like, oh, okay, my bad. And then it turns out Haley had added him to the reservation 2 weeks ago, but she said he had just been happening today, right? In episode 4, they get to the restaurant and Justin's already there with a new girl.
Selena?
We don't know. We ain't seen her. Charlie Puth did the voice for Justin. He was in the comments too, Charlie the Puth.
Woo!
Voice for episode 4 for Justin.
That's spicy.
I said, what you talking? Because I'm like, Justin, a man is trying to go to a girl. Like, if Melissa said, Kev, come to dinner with me, Angel, Mel, and Denora, I'd be like, absolutely not.
You would have a blast with us.
No, I would not. I always ask if the men's going to be there. I barely wanted to go to Essence Black Women in Hollywood, but I know the men be there because I'd be seeing them. But I'd feel so uncomfortable. And also, if the niggas is going out, your wife can't come. Like, we got separation of church and state. We got to be able to complain about y'all. And y'all got to be able to complain about us. It rejuvenates the relationship. So I'm like, why is he trying to go? Then it dawned on me, he don't know. But now, you know, I ain't going to be over there believing Justin is up to no good, thinking he's doing right. And now he probably cheating.
This is, you know, people love a good made up story. This reminds me of Lighting of the Stove. I used to do a movie on Facebook. Listen, I could not remember the name of the app. And it was a movie and it took us a couple of weeks to finish it. But it was fun.
Country Wayne. Did I tell you about Country Wayne? Country Wayne.
Oh, no. Tell me about Country Wayne.
Country Wayne has essentially a whole soap opera running on his Facebook. He's got all these characters. He posts 25 videos a day, somewhere between 20 and 28 videos a day.
Oh, I know that Facebook check is crazy.
Angel. These people be in the comments. It is their program, like Young and the Restless. They watch it in 3, 4 minute segments. I went and studied it. Remember a couple years ago, you was like, we got to go. You got to, if you could be like Country Wayne, you know, sketch-wise, you'd be great. Angel, the man got a whole universe, and the people, there's probably 20, 30 actors in there. Philip Hudson's in there. Rolanda's in there. Country Wayne, I scrolled for 3 days. I probably scrolled past 75. You hadn't even seen him. Country Wayne wasn't in any of them.
Dang.
He said on a podcast that he pays all those actors. And they're not even like, they're not even all funny. Some are funny, but the majority of them is like legitimate dramatic scenarios and acting. He's not like, you know, he plays the characters all funny on Instagram. On Facebook, this man has a universe. It's like the group chat worldwide.
Wow, I've got to look at it.
Go over there and get caught up, Angel. And then I said, go over there and get caught up. Their videos, 500K, 700K, a million, 1.2, 700K, all over 3 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes.
That's what that makes me do. That's what that makes me do. Ooh.
And I love it. That's his whole empire. He's always been very ahead of the game when it comes to he's always a step or two above people. I saw this article. There's this thing called Real Short. It's basically a white version of what Country Wayne's doing. People are watching movies in clip form. There's apps for it, and they be doing, they got some of them have like 40, 50 million viewers, and it's basically what's that new soap opera the black people are in?
Beyond the Gates.
Beyond the Gates. It's basically that, but with white people. Country Wayne's is basically a social media version of Beyond the Gates. And I don't mean like derogatorily. I mean, he's just doing it with younger people and don't have that soft lighting. So, Big Jaws killing as well. And look, before we go, I want to ask people this because I gotta go to a meeting. Somebody asked us in the Patreon. They said, Ryan Davis lost 75 pounds in 3 months. Eating raw vegan and doing two workouts. No. Kevin and Angel, hypothetically,
no.
Could you?
No.
Raw vegan.
No.
It's raw, that's though.
For his life. That ain't.
I did raw. I've done raw vegan a couple of times. The first time I did it, I want y'all to understand. First time I did it, I went through withdrawals so bad that I threw up all over my car.
What kind of withdrawals? Sugar withdrawals?
Sugar. Got the worst headache. And anytime I get a headache, my body's like, abort. What is in here that needs to come out? When it's really, what needs to go in? When I tell you I tried to pull my car over fast enough, couldn't. Threw up all across the steering wheel. Threw up all across the windshield. It How was so bad. Huh?
How much stuff was in your body? You got a lot of throw up.
It was, well, all the, well, first of all, when you do raw vegan, you are like, if when you start, like you burn through the food, you, as soon as you eat it, you shit out what you ate. Like it is a straight shoot. It is a slide at a water park. You are shooting, that food is shooting out you fast. So you stay hungry. So, but anyway, by the end of the day, my body realized, oh, bitch, you ain't gonna give us no form of sugar, none. And so the headache started. And that's really what sets me off to throwing up, is if I have anything that is hurts my head, eventually I'm a puke. That is just a part of life for me. And I could pull over. I threw up so bad. I called Marcus. I said, hey, I'm gonna need you bring me a towel out to the car when I pull up because I threw up everywhere. He was like, what? I said, I threw up. Got out the car. My entire ass is wet from throw up because the throw up hit my lap, went down, wet the seat. It is, I mean, my whole buttocks.
I threw up.
Oh, yeah, this is exactly. Marcus laughed so bad at me. He laughed so bad. I was detoxed. I was going through withdrawals.
Why do our spouses be laughing at the wrong moments?
He said, damn.
But you went back to sugar after that?
No. I was like, I knew that was the worst of it. I wasn't going to be over there like this.
My Ray Charles, taking heroin.
Yeah, exactly. But I have to get through that first, the headache. I've twice that has happened to me. Now, I say this, the raw vegan diet, you will lose weight. I did it for a week and lost like 5 pounds.
Damn. Man, I'm going to tell you what. No.
I already said it.
No, I don't like to do anything that I can't maintain anyway. Nothing would piss me off more than losing 30 pounds, then going back to some semblance of real and gaining back 25. But like, nigga, all you really lost was a cool 5 in real life if it ain't sustainable. What I'm doing now is more sustainable for me. I do a protein shake at 8. I do protein yogurt at 11 with granola, purely Elizabeth. They actually reached out to me to do a potential brand deal today.
Oh, congrats.
Look at God. At 2 o'clock, I do...
2 o'clock is what you... you said it.
That's what you said. You said it.
You said it. I just repeated what you said. Man.
At 2 p.m., I do some sort of protein and grains, usually from Kava. Shut up, shut up. That's the people commenting. Or like a Greek salad or something like that. Depending on how heavy that meal is, I'll do some rice cakes at 5. Unless Melissa makes dinner, I'll just skip the rice cakes and eat at 6. And then 3 days a week, I eat whatever I want for dinner and I drink alcohol as much as I want.
Listen, I was going to say, if I can't sprinkle in the triple dipper, what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Scuba, what is this all for?
If I can't get a good, at least 8 out of 10 cheese pull, what are we talking about?
I tend to eat out more for dinner and drink more when I'm on tour.
Of course.
After the shows. When I'm not on tour, Melissa and I maybe go on a date once a week, if that. And I don't really drink at home. I don't got no Bartesian. So I'm not really a drinker at home. I have not had a soda. I have not had a donut or a boba tea since Churchy Wrapped in January. I drink water only. I haven't even had orange juice on the plane. I'm big ginger ale on the plane. I haven't done any of that. And this is maintainable for me because when I go to Kansas City and ribs is there, I'm going to eat ribs. When I go to St. Louis, I'm going to eat ribs. When I need a drink after a show, I'm going to drink it. When I want, you know what I'm saying? But it's just one meal instead of like, and I ain't had a refresher either, Angel.
I haven't either. I haven't had a refresher since a couple of seconds ago.
And absolutely, I'm doing this until I leave for Europe. I will be back to refreshers.
You leave for Europe?
2 weeks.
You leaving for Europe, nigga?
Let me tell you my schedule for the rest of this month. This nigga can't be tripping. Yeah,
it will be great to know because I need to know what my schedule is.
I too, because I put my one bid in for the day that I will not be, you know, so just in case there's some kind of alignment, that'd be nice. Huh?
Tomorrow I leave. I've got TBS in the morning. I leave tomorrow night. I got a private event in Orlando. I do that show. Philly, I fly there Thursday because we have a show Friday. It didn't make sense to fly from Orlando back home on Thursday, right. Just that night fly to Philly. So I'm going to Philly by myself, taking meetings. Probably best day to shoot the podcast, Angel, is that Thursday if you're available, if Josh is available. Friday show. This Thursday, which is 3 days from now.
I shoot that day. I don't know what time. Once I find out what time I shoot, I can tell you. But that is the day this week that I shoot.
Okay. Then maybe we could even do
night because we're not leaving until 1 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning, technically.
So. Okay. And you're
not doing that on Thursday? Other than traveling? Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, once I get to Philly, I'm not leaving the hotel.
I gotta look at the day out of days to make sure I'm not shooting in every scene. But if I'm only in all the scenes, if I'm only shooting in one, then there'll be a time that I can shoot.
Got it. Okay. So we got Philly Friday, Saturday, Richmond Sunday, Chesapeake, Virginia. Come back Monday and Tuesday. I leave for WrestleMania on Wednesday. I'm going to go to Wale Mania. I'm doing a wrestling event on Thursday. I'm doing guest commentary for Ashe Wrestling, which is a black independent wrestling company. I'm so excited. So I'm going to come out in the panties, Angel. The wrestling panties and the boots.
Wow. What day is this and where?
I'm not wrestling. I would get hurt. Somehow, the most innocent thing, I'd get hurt. Then I come back Friday. There's an event in LA that I got to come back to. Then I go back to Vegas on Saturday and Sunday for WrestleMania nights 1 and 2. And then we're going to Monday Night Raw that next Monday. Come back on Tuesday. Then the next Wednesday, that after that Tuesday, after WrestleMania, we fly to Italy for 4 days. And then we're going to Switzerland for 2 days. And then London for 3 days before the London show on May 2nd.
That's those first couple of days, like vacation days, so that y'all could
vacation in Italy, vacation in Switzerland, and in London. I'm going to just be promoting because it's a big, 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 big church, and I'm trying to sell it out. So I'm going to get stewed eels, mushy peas, and pie. I'm getting that thing, bangers and mash, all that type of stuff. And I'm trying to sell the rest of these tickets in London. And then I'll come back from London.
Yeah, all I heard was you won't be here. So I just need to know when we gonna be shooting. That's
it. We gonna make it, Angel.
Oh, I know. This is what I know. We will find the most random time. That is so true.
I travel probably more than most people travel in 5 years in a given year. But this is also probably part of my job.
More in some people's lifetime, Kevin.
Absolutely.
Come on.
When are you leaving again, Josh? The 18th?
Yeah, I mean, I leave the 17th. I'll have my laptop though. So I'm just depending, Josh, on what,
to take a day off, man. It's okay.
But I like it here.
I'll be here. We fun. You'll be here.
I'll be here on the 18th that day.
You'll be home?
I'll be coming back from wrestling.
Okay.
But you asked for off, right?
Well, I was just saying I won't be able to be physically in person the 17th to Easter's.
Okay.
Till Easter's?
Well, that's the 20th. So 17, 18, 19. It's next Thursday to...
You can do it. There's not another Spanish person that I'm going to replace you with if you miss a day.
And I won't have it. I won't have it, Josh. I'm not having it. Understand that.
Well, if the event where it doesn't align for me to be there, then that might be an exception.
Got it. All right. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all. We'll let you know when we shoot this weekend. We will make it happen. And I want y'all to know that Patreon specifically, we gonna deliver. We make it happen. Come hell or high water. Unless you got KB, we'll see you at the conference.
God bless America.
Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Here's another thing for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another thing for you. For you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.